in your business?
So a big part of Achieve Credit Union, we're located in Elyria, also branches in LaGrange and Lorain. A big part of what we do is showing up in the community. That could be teaching financial literacy at the Elyria Library, at Lorain County Community College. We've got a class going on right now at Oberlin College.
Sort of a hands-on, very personable type of situation.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we pride ourselves on. If you do decide to bank with Achieve Credit Union, you're going to get, you know, that experience of just the one-on-one. A lot of the people that we have talked to that have banked with us for years really like that personable connection. They like having somebody there that they can go to, and that's what an advantage of being with a credit union is, that you get that, you know, that personable connection.
We know over a long period of time, credit unions, there were sort of qualifiers, what it is that you needed to be involved with in order to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. That's really changed over the years right now. What is maybe the requirement of being able to take advantage of a credit union?
Yeah, that's a great question. For Achieve Credit Union, all you have to do is live, work, worship, or go to school in Lorain County and any of the surrounding counties. So for us, that would be Cuyahoga, Medina, and Erie County. So credit unions over the years have had the reputation of almost being like an exclusive bank, maybe. But yeah, that's definitely changed. Credit unions are definitely more open in terms of their membership eligibility. We make it very easy for people who live in those counties to come and experience what, I guess, you know, local banking really should be, where people get to know you, get to know your financial needs, and really match you up with personalized and unique financial solutions to help you, again, you know, achieve your financial goals.
As we head in through the year, do we still have people coming in for car loans, mortgages, things of that nature?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that's one of the advantages of being with a credit union. If you, for instance, you just brought up auto loans, there is a strong possibility you could get a better rate with Achieve Credit Union. So that is definitely something we offer. So yeah, if people are maybe confused on what the difference is between a bank and a credit union, you can do basically everything you can do with a bank. It's just, you know, there's a better feel towards a credit union just being a member-owned organization like we are. And like I said before, you get that personable connection that you might not get with a bank.
You mentioned member-owned. At what point do you decide, you know what, we need to open another branch?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big reason why we're here today. You know, we're listening to what the economic future is for North Ridgeville. Again, like I said earlier, we just try to keep our ears to the ground about what the needs of the community are. Like I said earlier, we have branches in Elyria, LaGrange, and Lorain. Our Lorain branch, we've really outgrown that. So we're looking to break ground on a new branch in Lorain, right on the border between Amherst and Lorain, right across from the Home Depot.
On
Levitt Road, that's right. Yep.
I grew up in Amherst, so.
So that's going to be coming up soon. A much larger facility. We'll be able to service more members who come through either in branch or in a drive-up window. Yeah, so I mean, we're always looking again for opportunities to serve the community, whether it's building a new branch, whether expanding to another town, or our employees, our team members showing up to teach financial literacy, to talk about our financial solutions with the wider community outside the branches.
How did that program come to be? Because it sounds like it's really a grassroots program where you take your experience and your knowledge directly to the people.
As far as the financial literacy classes,
yeah.
Well, I kind of helped set a lot of those up. We did with the Elyria Public Library. Actually, that was kind of set up when we did the Imagination Library event, the Dolly Parton event last fall. A couple of our representatives talked with a representative from Elyria Public Library with interest in doing that, and we end up setting it up, and we did it once a month this year. And then actually recently, we actually finished it yesterday, what we did on my Oberlin College as well. So we had some college students being able to take advantage of financial literacy, and we are constantly looking for opportunities to continue to do that. It's something that we enjoy and we pride ourselves in.
You know, that's a good place, I would think, to go, because oftentimes college students are so focused on their studies, they're not focused much on the outside world.
Yeah, and I sat through one of the classes just you know, took some video and took some pictures for our social media. But yeah, they had a lot of great questions that, you know, maybe 10 years ago when I was around that age, that I would probably have the same questions. And maybe I know about that a little bit more now. But yeah, I think it was beneficial to those that attended. You know, they were, you know, asking great questions that, you know, as they're about to take their next step into the career field. So yeah, I think
credit unions offer a lot of the same financial products, both in terms of deposits and loans, but also on the digital side. So whether it's through online banking or whether it's through a dedicated, you know, mobile app, which Achieve Credit Union has, we just went through a new remake of our mobile app to make it even more accessible, user-friendly and intuitive. Yeah, I mean, we're coming to young people with the products and the tools and the knowledge to, again, help them learn good financial lessons, you know, dream what's possible in their future financial lives, whether it's saving for a house, whether it's saving up and, you know, responsibly financing a you know, newer used vehicle, so that they can again achieve their financial dreams.
Right, build some good financial practices early on, so mm-hmm. it becomes habits for them.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Meet them
where
they are. Our roots are in financial literacy. You know, many people don't know this, but you know, before we were a Chief Credit Union, we were, you know, school employees of Lorain County Credit Union, CELCU, in 2019. We rebranded to Achieve. But our roots are in education. Our roots are in schools, and our roots are in financial literacy. And that's a big part of how we come out into the community to, you know, teach these financial lessons.
Scott Nelson, also with us, Nick Hurst of Achieve Credit Union. Thanks, both of you, for coming in. Yeah. I'll let you get back to the meeting.